Well, welcome back. Welcome back.
I didn't say start.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute, where's the music? It was on, and I was like, hey, nobody said anything.
Yeah, that's how you usually wait for him to start the show.
What's going on, Deepsters? It's your man, Big B. Today, Mark the Doc Wiley will be doing the Tweaked Audio intro.
What's up, y'all? If something goes wrong with your headphones, your earplugs, or whatever, check Tweaked Audio out. You get 33% off. Use the code IDS. You get free lifetime warranty.
Damn it, Gina will be finishing it.
You get a lifetime warranty. They can ship worldwide. And go get them. Yay.
Queen.
TweakedAudio.com.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. How is everybody doing today? Glad you can ride with us today. Man, we're just going to jump right into this. Y'all know I don't rock out alone. I have my crew with me today. I have Mark the Doc Wiley.
Hey, y'all. What's going on? Y'all ready to do this? We're going to bring it to you.
I have, damn it, Gina. One more time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Had to mute her mic. She was making noise.
It's my jewelry.
And all hail the queen, Queenie, y'all.
Sup?
How's everybody doing today?
I'm good, man.
Awesome. Pretty good.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah. I know Doc usually rock out with the blue, but you got any Red Bull? Because energy level over that side of the room.
Oh, man. No, I still got the blue, dog. I still got the blue.
Okay. Yeah. How's everybody's weekend?
It was pretty good. I went out on Friday and Saturday, and then I was up bright and early to try this new church on Sunday. So it was pretty good. I had a good weekend. Amen. Yeah.
Right. When you start going to church?
Shut up, Mark. I always go, but I'm in the process of looking for a new church home, so I am exploring church options.
Which one did you go to?
I think it's called the Sanctuary. Mm. My niece's husband's family goes there, so it was really good. It was pretty good. Yeah. Cool. It's definitely a contender.
Right. You should definitely try Mount Zion Ebenezer AME Baptist Lutheran Sinai Church of the Holy Redeemer.
I heard that was a good one, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that exactly?
Off the hook. They have several locations.
One near you.
Absolutely. I mean, no, seriously. The pastor there is, from what I heard, he's off the hook. He keeps it real.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do they have t-shirts?
I'm assuming that if they do and they have their name across it, it'll be expensive.
Okay, I'm just curious.
All right.
Mark, anybody else?
Did you say anything?
I know, right?
I didn't hear you say, or did I black out? I didn't hear you say anything about your weekend.
No, I was just getting ready to get to it.
Okay.
But since we went out of order, I thought we were going that way.
Did I jump out of order?
No, there's no order.
You know.
He just always speaks up first.
Look, check this out. Okay. This weekend, I didn't do too much. Nothing to really talk about.
Did you leave the house?
Not this weekend. Yeah, I left the house.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. I left the house Sunday. I did a little grocery shopping.
Okay.
But I usually do that on Sunday anyway.
Right.
But I don't want to talk about the weekend. I want to talk about today.
Okay. Well, before you get to today, can I talk about my weekend before you get to today?
Go ahead.
But before you get to your weekend.
Oh, shit. Look at this.
And before we talk about Docs today.
Okay.
I know that everybody out there in Deepster's land didn't think I was going to let that opportunity get past.
Okay.
You see.
He was ready.
When you talk about.
I had a tambourine.
Mount Zion, Ebenezer, AME, Baptist, Lutheran, Mount Sinai, Church of the God, Blessed.
Mount Sinai? I know, right?
AME. You see here, we preach the word, we give the word, we enforce the word. You see, here of the greater Mount Sinai Church of the Episcopal, greater Latter-day Saints, Baptist, Jehoshaphat.
Name so long.
Yes. You see, we make sure that we bring in a little bit of everything to make sure everyone gets everything that they need.
That's right. That's
because
right.
Only here at the Tomb of the Unknown Greater Ebenezer, Mosque number 3.
It's longer.
They change location every Sunday.
Hallelujah.
So the police won't catch up.
As long as you have your offering, we'll be here for you.
Amen. Amen.
Sort of like the ice cream truck. You just got to catch up with us. And as soon as we see you running, we'll stop. Take your money, we'll give you a little something. Mm-hmm. What we give you might not be good for your body, but it will enter your body.
Oh my.
See?
His exit.
Because see, only here at John Pope, John Paul III, Greater Mount Sinai Christian Academy Temple of the Greater Monk Buddhist. Mosque number 34, Lodge number 12.
He ain't blowing up nothing, though.
Oh, gosh.
Just give us your money.
We're here for you.
We'll accept
it. All right, so, Queen, you were about to say.
Gosh, how can I follow that? Let's see. Okay. So, for this past weekend, went to Atlantic City to celebrate a friend's birthday with one of my girls.
All right.
You know I don't gamble. I don't gamble. So it was pretty cool. They had a beer festival on Saturday.
Okay.
But what was really funny, so there was a lounge and my friend and I sat in the lounge and like these guys came in. We were like, hey, and they were like, hey, and we all started talking and they're actually from D.C., so, you know, B knows me. So it's my, you know, friend's birthday countdown because her birthday, we went up there on Friday, her birthday Saturday.
Okay.
Countdown, it's like 11:50 something. And I'm like, oh, shit, well, we need birthday shots.
Okay.
So I must buy shots. So, you know, talking to the guys, so I'm like, I'm going to buy shots for everybody.
Wow.
So, you know, we're drinking. Well, not even necessarily balling, but it was just like,
just
you
how
know,
me and Queen do.
Right. So it's like, right. We got a toast. You know, because it's my girl's birthday. and one of the guys was really funny. I mean, he was married, but he was still really funny, really entertaining. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna buy him shots. And, you know, she and I are drinking Manhattans. So I'm like, of course, you know, for me, I'm not mixing. So I'm gonna stay with bourbon. These okay. are men. So I'm assuming they good with bourbon too. Mm-hmm. So I'll get shots and we got, so I was like, you know, give me like bullet shots, you know, shots of bullet.
Okay.
So, you know, the waitress comes. First, she was like, you sure? I'm like, yes. Give me shots of bullet, you know, for everybody. She was like, okay. Comes, brings it back. And so we're like, yeah, happy birthday. Yeah, woo. So, you know, of course, B knows again. Throw mine back. I'm like, yeah. My girl throws her back. She's like, yeah. The guy that we're talking to throws his back. Three of the other guys, they're like, I'm just going to sip this.
Uh-oh.
And two of the other, and I think then it was like two more. And they took theirs back. Mm-hmm. I was like, did they just sip that bourbon and leave it? They're not going to drink that? It's like, they okay? Like, I don't know. I guess they had already been drinking. Mm-hmm. And so maybe, I don't know if that would have taken them over the edge. But
right,
I'm like,
right.
How you not going to drink a shot somebody give you? Like, that's just rude. At least pretend or pass it on to the next dude.
Just do like that, throw it over your back. Well,
well, it would have wet the person sitting up behind them. But, I mean, I'm just saying. But, I mean, you know, at least pass it on to your friend or whatever. But
I would have just... till it was gone.
Right.
I would have left it.
Right. I mean, and I'm not gonna lie, it was not really a shot, but it was because it was a lot. So I guess they don't do shots. But still, it was still kind of like, y'all not gonna just knock that back, like, you know, like raw, like men, we dudes.
Yeah.
They were like, nah.
Take it.
No. So anyway, so that was my weekend. It was super fun. So shout out, happy birthday to C. Even though she don't listen to the show, so she'll probably never hear this. But happy birthday to you, girl.
Happy birthday.
Girl. Well,
happy birthday, girl.
Oh, and it snowed really hard up there. And we were like, what the fuck?
No shit. Really?
It snowed really hard.
Saturday?
Yeah. Saturday, yeah. We came out of the convention center. We were like, wait, what?
Yeah. We got a few friends Saturday.
Yeah, no, it was like slushy in the streets. Oh, like, please get us back to our hotel safely.
Wow.
Yeah, it was weird. Nice. So, I'm sorry. That's it.
All right. So, Doc, you were about to...
Yo, Monday. Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, yeah. But did you do your thing? No?
Yeah, we just did a whole...
Oh.
And I just did mine. So, okay. No,
all right. Look, man. All right. I was a little late today. They added like 8 more stops on my Monday, though.
Ooh.
Added more 8 more stops. Right. So, it's one of the stops. I don't want to say the name of the street, but... I was on the street, but I couldn't find the address, right? So I called one of the managers that apparently had already did the stop before, right? So he was like, yeah, man, go all the way to the end of the street. Once you get to the end of the street, you got to go up to the steps because it's like a dead end, right? And they knocking down buildings and shit. So the reason I didn't go up there because it looked like all the shit was abandoned. So he said, go all the way back to the end of the dead end and go up the steps and hit the button. I said, okay. So I go back to the end. I hit the button, right? So the dude was like, okay, I'm gonna come down and let you in, right? So I said, okay. So he opens the door to the building. Now, there's another gate. There's another gate before you get to the door to the building, right? So he was like, okay, hold on. I'm coming out. I had to close this door in order to open up the gate that you're in front of.
The hell?
Hear me out. So he closed the door. Then he opens up the gate, right? So it's only about this much space in between the door he came out of and the gate that I came in, right? So I got a bag on my back. So he's like, okay, we got to close the gate in order to open up the door to the building, right? So I'm like, all right. So I'm trying to, I close the gate. So I got to scooch back a little bit so he can open up the door so he can go back in the building, right? He opens up the door. Boom. A smell hits me.
Oh, no.
Now, it's a familiar smell.
Oh.
It's a good smell.
Oh.
It's a good damn smell. I'm like, damn. Right? So we go in. I'm like, well, maybe his office is right around here. And, you know, he was just, you know, hit everybody gone home and shit. Right. So he's like, come on, follow me back here. And the further we go back into the building, the deeper the smell gets. I mean, strong. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So we bend a couple of corners and go through this door. Cannabis everywhere. I mean, like trees. I'm just laying in this big room like they're drying out. It was a weed dispensary.
Has it even opened yet?
The first time I ever been in one. Right? So I'm like, I knew the smell when I smelled it. I knew what it was, right? So, I get into the room. I see all these trees, you know. So I'm like, I'm trying to act like I've been there before.
Right.
You know, I ain't like trying to be like, that's a big tree.
Right.
I'm not, I'm just like.
You're like, okay, that's what's up.
You about to ask them where the pit bulls at to watch the door and everything. Right?
I'm going to say, do you need some more extra things?
Right. Do you want me to test those out for you?
And look. The shit is hitting you.
Right.
It's not, you can't escape it. And the further you go back into the building, the more it's hitting you. Mm. So once we started walking past the trees, he was like, yeah, this is, the medicine. Look, I'm behind him, right? He's like, this is the medicine for the people. I was like, yeah. It is. So I'm doing my thing, I'm getting everything together. So I'm talking to him. All the time, I'm inhaling this shit, right?
Are you taking deep breaths? Right.
Like,
I'm not taking deep breaths.
I mean, I didn't have to. I was just breathing normally. It was just coming in. I mean, it wasn't like I was holding my breath. I didn't want to die.
It was coming in.
It was.
I knew it was home. I knew it was home.
I did feel right at home. It brought back so many memories.
Okay.
It was a beautiful thing.
Oh.
But, I left out, and then I called my manager that gave me the directions. I was like, Kevin. He was like, Mark, I meant to tell you.
How you going to leave that out?
Sorry.
How about that? But when I came out, I was, I had a bag of potato chips on my truck, and a honey bun. How about that shit? I said, Kevin, why you ain't tell me, man? He started laughing. He was like, Mark, man, I meant to tell you, man. He said, you sound a lot different. He said, you sound a lot different now than when you was calling me asking me for directions. I was like, nigga, I'm ready to run a whole round again. I say, this is gonna be my first stop next Monday. I was like, he was all loud. I was like, wow.
Wait a minute.
That blew me right there.
Is it even open yet?
I don't know whether it was open, but I know they ready.
Right.
they ready to open now. Whether they had the grand opening or not, I don't know.
Yeah, because I didn't think any of the DC stuff was open yet.
I don't know.
I mean, hey.
Yeah. But just like a restaurant, they got to make sure, they have all the pots and pans and the stoves and shit. So, I guess they.
I can't wait till we get to break. I got some more questions.
Because
I need to know what you dropped off, but I mean, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. I need an address.
Because I'm like,
if he know what I know, he better not ever just open that door and be like, go ahead and do what you're doing, Mark. I'm going to be in my office outside.
Wait, that bag is going to be like, he's like, wait a minute, I thought you dropped off the stuff. Oh, I did.
That bag.
Why is it full?
Right.
That's
dirty stuff. That's dirty stuff right here.
You don't want me to leave that in here.
I used a lot more than y'all did last week.
Right, you don't want me to leave that in here.
Woo. I just need a few leaves. I don't really need that. He ain't going to miss nothing when I'm gone.
Anyway,
but I just wanted to share that with y'all and our family, our ideas family.
Oh, that was funny.
I tell you.
Well, all right, let's get the show started.
Let's go. Ow. 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 We'll be right back.
I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can yeah. Like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Big ups to NWA. Who are inductees. You thought I was going to mess up? Which I did, but I caught it, though.
You totally did.
Inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay. So big ups to them, man. I didn't know you could be a...
What's up, nigga?
Oh.
I thought just only rock and roll bands and stuff could be inductees. I guess not, huh?
Music. You're not the only one that thought that.
Yeah. Music.
Yeah, music. Anyway, Gene Simmons from the rock band Kiss says that rap will die, and he's looking forward to it. Okay, now, I don't know who made him the motherfucking guru to just come out and say some old shit like that. That's just like Steve Harvey and everybody, you know what I'm saying, trying to... I don't know. But why would you say something like that? Because they're not a rock and roll group. But anyway, during the inductions, MC Ren, he says that we're supposed to be here. And Ice Cube went on to say that we are rock and roll. You got damn right. Rock and roll is not an instrument. It's not a style of music. It's a spirit. Okay, that's been going on since blues, jazz, bebop, soul, rock, heavy metal, punk, and yes, hip-hop. But my whole thing is, I mean, I'm pretty sure when rock and roll came out, there were people saying, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't remember?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
What?
No, I don't. I don't remember, actually. But
Queen, clearly you didn't get your instructions in your locker room. There'll be no hitting below the belt. There'll be no grabbing.
No
rabbit punches.
You know how long ago I stopped paying attention to what she says. You should. But anyway, but the point I'm trying to make is, who is Gene Simmons to say that about hip hop? I mean, about rap hip hop. Period.
He trash for that comment.
Yeah, you know, he just lost a whole lot of cool points, like he ever had any.
I mean, he did for the tongue, but other than that,
mm-mm.
I give the man all the credit in the world for all that he's accomplished with his band Kiss. But, you know, he, to me, especially of the last 20 years, Gene Simmons has just really been on a crusade to keep himself relevant. Because once he takes the makeup off and you get off that stage, you know, the only way to keep yourself, you know, relevant is to make outlandish comments and do silly shit like this. And, right. You know, what happened?
Yeah,
so,
makes sense.
He old. Mm-hmm.
He just old dude, so without the makeup
I ain't going to take anything away from the amazing accomplishments that the band Kiss has and his contributions to that band, but... Mm. Oh, Gene.
Right. Shut the fuck up.
Pretty much.
Yeah, sit the fuck down. Yeah. All right. Hey, I got a list of actors and actresses. Now, this is my list. I compiled this list over years of research and everything. You know, I just think, well, I'm not going to say my top actors and actresses, but some that just came off the top of my head. Now, y'all can nay or yay if you want to. Tell me if you disagree. Robert De Niro.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Okay. You're right.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about Morgan Freeman?
Yes.
I mean, he played God. I mean, come on. Gotta give him a little bit of props.
Oh, okay. He's above everyone else.
No, I mean, I'm just saying he has to have some props.
That was a joke. The God.
See, they say. Okay. They say the mark. They say the mark of a great actor or actresses that the role that they play, you kind of take it away like they're that person. Yeah, Morgan did that.
Oh,
there you go.
Willow. Morgan was like, you know,
dating his granddaughter and everything.
Oh,
let's give him props for that too.
Okay. What about Lawrence Fishburne?
Yes.
You said of all time? Wait.
Well, no, I'm just saying one of my favorite actors.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not saying of all time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I put him in both categories.
Yeah, he's dope.
Mm-hmm. He's dope.
I think anytime you go through a name change or two, you're pretty relevant.
Okay.
Because he did start off as Larry, right?
So did
Samuel. Samuel. The whole shit.
Boy. It was somebody else, too. I forget.
Oh, yeah. There's a few of them.
A lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Vivica.
What was her name?
No, she used to be Vivica. Now she's Vivica A. Fox.
Well, I think she had to. Didn't she have to throw her A in there for some reason? No, I'm thinking Vanessa.
Williams.
Vanessa L. Williams. No. Vanessa Williams and Vanessa L. Williams.
Right. Okay.
Ooh, do y'all. Vanessa Williams. Good God.
Which one?
Not even the one y'all think of. There's three of them, right?
I don't know.
You're talking about
Vanessa. Don't remember.
Which, okay, list of two that you guys are talking about.
I'm talking about
the one that was on New Jack City and the model.
And the model. There's one more. Wasn't there one more? Hold on.
I don't either.
Yes, there is.
Okay, keep going.
All right. Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I guess because he came back and he did Iron Man and he built himself back up.
I mean, before then, though, before he really got strung out, though, he was a pretty good actor.
Breakfast Club was dope.
Yeah, I think he was pretty good. And then once he came back, like you said,
yeah, I think he was better once he came back.
He's better now.
Okay. What about Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Okay, I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Are you talking about Vanessa Del Rio?
No.
Okay.
I was talking about Cindy Williams.
Oh. And no.
Laverne and Shirley.
No.
See? No. He's talking about the Harlem Blues, Mo Better Blues.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. The one that sung the song at the end.
Isn't that the only song, movie?
She don't need to sing nothing else or do nothing else beyond that.
Okay, great.
She good.
Okay. All
right, then. She needs somewhere to stay. My place.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. That's the only thing she did. She might need
come around your way.
That's all right.
Well, all right.
That's all right. Okay. Shit. It's a lot more than a lot of motherfuckers have done for me.
There you go.
All right. Cameron Diaz.
Okay. Something about Mary was kind of dope.
Okay. Julia Roberts. I got to give it to Julia.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Is there any you guys want to add?
Yeah. No Denzel?
No Sidney Poitier?
No
Denzel. Denzel seems to be, I don't know, it's something about Denzel. It seems to act the same way in every damn movie to me. I'm not sure.
But he's been in a lot of movies. I mean, you didn't mention Sam Jackson. Did you?
Yeah, when we were talking about but the names.
But
stuff.
I mean, but what? I mean, he's been in like 10 million movies that have grossed $1 billion, quadrillion. Yeah. You don't count?
Yeah, well, like I said, I didn't cover them all. I could have named at least
50 million.
Shit, 20. Well,
George Clooney, 19. I would add to that list. Me personally,
he has great tequila. Well, I would add him just because
just
of that.
Just for the tequila, huh?
I
just
because like of that. I like would add him to my list. Yes, I would. Okay. Brad Pitt, I like
Brad
him too.
Pitt. Now, definitely,
yes, I like him as well.
But I like multi-talented actors. Okay. You know, that can act different roles.
Jennifer Lopez? But sing, dance, act.
I mean, yeah, she's multi-talented, but...
You're like, no.
I know, right?
But when she acts the same, I mean, you know, in everything. Just like George Clooney, to be honest, which I think George Clooney, he's a good actor.
So you're saying the one-dimensional.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah. But like when you take an actor like Dustin Hoffman, he wasn't on here, but he can do a gangster, he can do a funny man, he can do a retarded dude.
Oh, into a challenge, yeah.
Huh? What's the joint with him and
who?
You making me mess up now.
What am I
doing?
When
he had autism.
Oh, Rayman.
Cuba Gooding.
Right, Rayman. Oh. Cuba Gooding too.
Yes,
that's
should
another
be on the
one.
List.
That's
the
another one. Radio.
Why are you looking at me like that though?
Radio.
Because I'm like, how we get from Dustin to Cuba?
He said, autism, and I'm thinking radio.
No, he was thinking Rain Man.
I know. I mean, I know now, but I'm just saying when he said autism, okay. I was like, hey, Scooby Whitney.
Tom Hanks. What's the other Tom?
Yes.
Arnold.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
Mission Impossible. Arnold.
Mission Impossible.
Oh, God. Do,
Tom
Cruise.
Right.
Tom
Cruise.
Not so much. He hasn't been Will Smith.
Yes.
What now? Well, definitely Will Smith.
Okay.
Definitely Will
Smith. He just got like a Lifetime Achievement Award from, I think, MTV. I totally forgot that shit was on. MTV Awards.
Oh, it's still on?
Now, yeah, his was still been, on. His was totally been forgot. Fucking me up all day. Now, is there an athlete that recently got shot named Will Smith?
You know what? Somebody did get shot.
Yeah, and but I was like...
I didn't... They never said... All I saw was a professional athlete got shot, but I never heard the name. And his wife got shot, too.
Yeah,
I think it was some road rage incident right. or something like that.
I think
like
his name is Will Smith.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm not...
You know what? You
I'm
might not, be right.
I'm not hip to this right now, but...
No, you
I'm
might be right. Because I think at one point I was like, oh, my God, Will Smith got shot. Oh.
Right. I was bugging like shit.
But I mean, but still, they said he was an ex-professional athlete, but they didn't say the name when I, you know... Okay. That I was paying attention.
So. Yeah, y'all need to call me when things like that happen. My people, they can't be everywhere, you know.
That's
I
true.
Fired a lot of people.
Your sauces.
Yes.
Yeah, my sauce. I don't know. Fire. But the crew that I have now, the two. Mm-hmm.
They're better?
They're better right. than the
okay.
other one.
Okay.
Good, good, good.
All right. How many of you guys like Five Guys? The hamburgers.
I'm not a fan.
The hell so damn funny?
I can't.
I'm not a fan.
Well, you know, I don't.
I love that shit.
It was
I don't
too
eat
greasy.
Shit.
It
I don't
was
eat
too greasy.
Beef, so I don't go there.
It was wet in the bag and on the seats.
Damn,
it was
she
just
said
too
wet
much. That
bag.
Thing was just gross
wet
to me.
It was wet in the bag.
The grease was saturating the bag, and the grease was
the
coming
grease
through
was
the
saturating
bag.
The bag.
So you didn't. So you didn't eat it.
No, I took a few bites and then I threw it away. It was just too much. It was like the meat. Oh my God.
Maybe you went
just,
to a janky one?
I hate
no,
them.
No, they're fruit.
They left a bad taste
all
in
of
my
them
mouth.
All of them grease.
They put their fries directly in the paper bag. So the grease is going to bleed through.
Right.
It's okay. just,
I haven't eaten there in so long.
I don't like
man.
It. Me personally.
And by that, I mean like probably like 20 years.
Damn.
20 years.
They've been open that long?
No.
Open that damn long?
I'm just, that was a joke. I was kidding.
That's when it was Four Guys.
Wrong, nigga. It was two. It was the father and the son.
Okay.
You know who one of the owners of Five Guys is?
Who?
Come on. You should be ashamed.
Daniel Snyder.
Not him. Yuck.
Mark Mosley.
I was close. I was in
the. Who that on?
Okay.
Mark, kicker for the Redskins.
Kicker for the Redskins.
Okay.
Back in the day, Mark Mosley was one of the best. But fuck.
Is he still one?
Field goal.
An older?
We ever had in eternity.
Last check. He was.
Dope. But I thought they were franchised. So he's one of the beginning. Because I thought it was like literally like a family of people. And then somebody was telling me like that the sons try to get the dad to open up more locations. And the dad was like, no. And so then I guess eventually they convinced him. And so like now they're franchised. So, you know, you can open up one, you can open up
but
one.
But I can understand why the father did that. Because a lot of times when you go franchise like
right.
that, you get majority of shareholders and shit. And they could just pretty much, if they have more shares than you, they could pretty much bum rush your ass and just say, look. Goddamn.
Well, normally though, too, with a franchise, it's like you're supposed to follow like the model, you know, of the place.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I mean, I guess if you get so big, you know, you'll have a board, you know. And if you know, if there are other things you want to do, they're like, no, we're going to do this.
Unless you say, okay, we're a franchise, but I need 70-80%.
As long as you got 51, you control.
Yeah, right. There you go. There you go. Yeah,
right.
That's the point
right.
I was trying to make. Yeah. Anyway, y'all
51,
want some
71-78, same thing.
Tomato.
Yeah, same thing. You want some what?
Y'all want some free Five Guys?
No.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
No. All right. What you do is you break into the motherfucker. I want
some.
Oh
my gosh,
closed.
I saw this.
You saw?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Dude broke into the Five Guys. I, with no sense of urgency, he made himself cup three, four, but I think it was about four or five burgers, something like that. You know. Answered the phone.
No.
Like he was.
His phone.
Oh, that was his phone
it was
he
his
answered.
Phone. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he was taking the order, you know, just, you know, just did not touch the cash register at all. He made him some burgers and fries and rolled the fuck out. And the thing about it is, they got him just looking at the camera like, I'm like, damn, boy, you real bold. I mean, but okay, even if they catch the guy, I'm pretty sure they will, though. I mean, how much time you think they gonna give him?
It can't be a lot.
I know. Just B&E. Right. That's it.
Just, but see, I don't even, well, does it count if it's a B&E if, like, the door was propped open and you just walked in?
Oh, is that how he got in?
Because they said they think it was a delivery man that propped the door open.
I forgot to close it.
Yeah, and pretty much he went in and was like, oh, knew how to turn on the burners.
Oh, shit. Might have been an ex-employee.
No, they said they didn't recognize him from the story, because I heard that story, too. They didn't, he
turned on the burners. He could have worked at another one.
Right. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or work somewhere similar, because he was just like, he looked at the stove like, oh.
Oh, this is a BK-74.
You know what I'm saying? Flip, turn it on.
And let it ride.
Right.
Now,
shit, that's
now hitting
drinking soda while walking around.
Sort of similarly close to home. One of our beloved members had a similar incident. One 5WA.
What? Oh, Lord.
This dude.
Lord.
We came back from Philly one weekend.
Oh, boy.
And he needed to run up to AutoZone to get something for his car. So he went up in AutoZone. You know, he's walking down the aisle looking for what he want. You know, he got it. He put it on the counter. You know, he's just sitting there and he's like, yo, hello. I'm ready to check out. Unfortunately, that AutoZone had closed an hour and a half previous to his arrival.
Damn, I guess he forgot to close the door.
Forgot to lock the door.
What?
Damn. He was just in that joint like... And then he saw all of a sudden he heard this beep, beep.
Oh, Lord.
And he looked around and realized, damn, hold on, wait a minute, half the lights off.
Oh, God.
Damn.
This must have been a drink and drive back trip.
No.
And
he said he ran about that joint. Hey, man, I couldn't stop laughing so hard when he told me that. Because only shit like that happened to be. So I went to that same joint, like, 2-3 weeks later, and I was like, did y'all have like a break-in or something here like 3 weeks ago? She was like, yeah, there was something that happened, but so yeah, y'all left your door open. So my boy just walked up in this chair.
Oh my God.
So luckily he ain't steal what he left, what he wanted on the counter.
See,
he just ran. Oh, so he didn't even get it.
Nah.
Oh, I don't.
You know what, you better cut it out.
No, if I really needed it. I mean, say if it was part I needed to put on my truck to get home.
Would you have left money?
I would have, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I might have had my card. Because I don't really
use. You just reach over and like swipe.
I would have been like,
left your credit card number.
I'd have showed my card to the camera. Look,
call me tomorrow.
Y'all call me tomorrow.
I'm gonna leave my number on the counter.
Right.
But remember the story of the kids? They were in the store.
Oh yeah.
And it was like nobody was there. So instead of like walking out with the stuff, they actually put money on the counter.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like, okay. And then they walked out.
But see, even if I had money, I wouldn't have left it on the counter because somebody else could have came in.
But it would have been on camera that you put your money down. So it wasn't like you just slam stole it. Put your money down.
Yeah,
so.
I put my money down.
Somebody else stole. Doc would have had like a $90 part, and he'd have put down like 7 ones. Took that job.
Right. I put down $70. I don't know what y'all need to focus in on the denomination.
Look, he'd have held up 520s. Right. Put it down and slid 4.
I'd have been like, Smokey, 10. 20, flip it around, 30, 40. Oh, man. I mean, that's enough for the diagnosis, right? Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of more coming up.
You can never tell what's in a man's mind. And if he's from home.
Bear with me, Deep, since I'm having a moment here. My nipples are hard.
Just like the tide, his mind comes and goes.
Sing it, girls. singer.
Like much weather when he'll change. Nobody knows, nobody knows.
I'm gonna leave you over there.
The man I love.
And pushing play, sharing the show, and hey, for sending your feedback. We love the written as well as the verbal. You know how to reach us, indeepshow@yahoo.com. Excuse me, voice went out there. indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. Let's get into some of this written feedback. This is funny. So apparently, you know, well, I'm like B. I got text messages about, you know, the clip that B played at the beginning of last week's show. But to me, text messages don't count. If you don't write in, then it doesn't count. And I can't talk about it on the show. But just know, I got some funny shit. So this feedback, right? Okay, this feedback says one word, Gina. Now
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick.
Okay, you reminded everybody. All right, very well. So okay, one word, Gina. And I'm gonna read it as it is, but
break it all down.
But I think he's saying something else. I don't know if it's spell check that got him. But anyway, so it says, from the Ruta to the Gouda.
Not the cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Gouda, Tuda, I don't know. Okay. The doc has been eclipsed with a new sound bite. Never play chess with Big B, Gina. He set you up for a checkmate move, and you never saw it coming. Yeah. LOL, yes, Gina. Owns her in deep honors and creds, so no need to ask if Gina is for real. She's the realest. That is why I love the IDS crew, because I likes the way they do the thing.
All right.
Shout out to Chaz. Gouda, Tuda, yes. Ruta, it's all the same. It's all, I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, if you're going anywhere, cheese, fungus.
There you go. Same. You know,
whatever.
Some cheese down there.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Own that shit, girl. Own it.
Own it, baby.
Oh, boy.
That shit was hilarious.
Not the Gouda.
The Gouda, right. And the feta.
I will say about one text message. My friend was like, what she look like?
Oh,
Gina.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that was your fault.
Whatever.
You did that.
That was your mouth.
On a job.
Not intentionally.
James ain't even in it no more. I got a few of them asked. They was like, who was the one? I heard the sound bite.
You said, who was the one? Who was the one that said what?
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick. There's a difference. Excuse me. I look from the Ruta to the Tuta. I got you.
I
don't have it in my hand. I got it in my mouth. Okay. Every hole, including the mouth, the ass, and the Ruta from the Tuta, nigga.
Girl, if you were on the Wii game, your skill level would be like,
oh, my God.
A lot of people want to know about you, though.
The mouth, the hand,
right. She got it all.
You gonna be busy.
Ooh, I'm surprised your dance card ain't full.
How about that? It actually is full.
It's full with one person. So, yeah, it's full.
One person can't fill up all them holes at once.
Now I see why he wanted to make the relationship exclusive. He was like, that shit down. I ain't letting that shit go nowhere. Woo, girl. Oh, you do your thing, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Bow to the people. Bow to the genie. All right.
Oh, that's funny.
Do it.
Well, let's get into some of this verbal feedback. All right. First one. Well, let's just go.
What's up, crew? Mobile Greek. My man, Big B, Doc, Damage Gina, Queen. What's going on, crew? I couldn't get in the question last week because I was off in Disney World having fun with my family. So now we're back and I catch up. So anyway, the question.
Did that nigga just come on the show bragging?
Mm-hmm. That was a humble brag.
Did he just come on like, wow, y'all piss poor mm-hmm. peasants was working? I was at Disneyland. Mm-hmm.
Humble brag.
With my family.
Yes, having mm-hmm. fun.
And doing shit like
yep,
that?
Yes.
Is that what you're doing?
Mickey Mouse ears. Well, everything.
Guess what, Mobile Greek? You weren't the only one having fun doing shit.
That's right.
Damn, Gina was.
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick.
Gina was doing shit too.
I don't think she was doing that this weekend. But
not
anyway.
This weekend, no.
She went come on twice.
Question was last time. What was the last time? When was the last time I laid hands on somebody? And it's been a minute. It's been a minute, but I can remember it. It was before I was married and everything. I was dating this young lady who braided hair for the neighborhood thugs. You know, the little roughnecks. She braided their hair. So you know. A lot of them was respectful, you know, didn't cause no problems. They just wanted the hair braided. And they would sit in a chair. She was so short that she would sit on a bar stool, and they would sit in like a kitchen table chair, and she would braid their hair. Except for this one cat, this one dude, he always wanted to sit between her legs. And, you know, and he would accidentally touch her breast, or he would reach his arms around and touch her behind, or he would rub her legs while she was doing his hair. Of course, I had a problem with this, and I brought it up to her. I didn't like it. So, you know, she hit me back with, you know, he's like my brother and this and that, and we play around all the time like that, blah, 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 blah. You know, don't take it serious, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So I decided to come on my girl's house after work one day. You know, I come over, and there dude is between her legs, rubbing her thighs and all this neck. And so I give dude a mean mug from when I was getting out the car, walking up to on the yard. I gave dude, I was mean mugging. So he seen me do this, and he was telling my girl, you better get your man. You better get your man before he get fucked up. You better get your man before he get fucked up. And, of course, I had to say something. You know, I don't know who the fuck you talking to. You ain't talking to me. You know, of course, he hit me back with the, I'm talking to you, motherfucker. You ain't nobody. So he jumps up and with the you ain't finna do shit, you ain't finna do shit. So he charges me because I'm a short dude, you know, and I'm pretty good with the hands, but my best move is to get low, scoop your leg, get you on the ground so I can start dwelling on your ass. So that's exactly what I did. He came at me, I scooped down low, got him on the ground, started commencing to hit on that face. All right, so somebody, his boys or my girl's brother, they pulled me off. Dude jumped up and started running down the street, yelling at the same time, you better not be here when I get back. You better not be here when I get back. And, of course, my girl was...
This was a little bit lengthy, so it took two sessions to get this
one. Oh, okay.
So, how's everyone this weekend?
What's up, crew? Mobile Greek. Here's part two of that story. He starts running down the street saying, I better not be here when he get back. I better not be here when he get back. So, my girl's all scared and nervous. She comes to me like, he's going to get his gun. He has a gun. You know, he's going to get his gun. And I'm like, I ain't scared to do it or his gun. And then, you know, of course, she commenced with the... He was just playing. He was just playing. He was just playing. You know, and so, you know, I just had to break it down to her. Like, you know, that's the kind of play I don't like to play. And of course, I ended the relationship right there on the spot. I said, I ain't got time to be fighting these little hood rats. You know, arguing over this. You're not going to stop, and you're going to keep doing what you do. And I'm tired. I'm done. So that was the last time I laid hands on somebody. That's been a minute. That's been a minute. I haven't done it in a while. I'm a grown man, and I haven't had reason to fight anybody or good enough reason. So that's pretty much it. All right, crew, great show today. I enjoyed you. This is Mobile Greek, and I'm out.
Well, all right. Man. Mobile sound like that was last week.
Right. Shout out to the little man being able to clip, boop, and then pop, pop, pop.
I know the movie you're talking about, too.
I pictured
Especially being a tall dude.
Yeah, I pictured it.
Everybody went for that move first.
Mm-hmm. First, I thought he was going to be like, and I came up and I kicked him in the balls.
I was like, okay, where's this one going?
Right.
Like, please don't tell me you did like a roundhouse kick or something. I'm like, oh, shit.
That would have been
But nah, you know what, though? All jokes aside, I was in a very similar situation later in my adulthood and had to get a nigga straight like that. So, I know what you mean about that move right there. You know, sitting in between your girl's legs, what have you, and nigga want, you know, let his head rest back on the coochie and all that and this and that. And,
right.
You know, yeah.
And if your brother starts rubbing your legs like that, you don't. You better tell your mother.
How about that?
That's not good. My whole thing was, though, why his girl ain't checked that shit?
I mean, she's probably making money.
Yeah, and he probably but I understand tipped, that.
But I'm saying,
that.
Probably making money. He tipped real well.
The tip came later.
You know what I mean? But I'm glad you dumped her ass on the spot, though.
No doubt.
No shit. Yes.
Onward and upward, the better things.
Gully. AF. All right. Let's get to this question.
I got one more.
Oh, feedback. Oh, uno más?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it. Yep.
What up, IDS fam? This is your man, Kmart. Just calling to answer some of these questions. First off, the last time I fell, no lie, it was about last year. It was during the NBA playoffs when the Bulls were playing the Cavs. So when Rose hit that game winner, I was chilling with my dad. And when Rose hit that shot, I jumped up, I ran around the house, and I proceeded to fall and bust my ass. That's the last time I fell. The last time I had to lay hands on somebody was at work. I kind of feel embarrassed to even talk about it because I mean I'm like the last person to put hands on anybody, but if somebody pressed the issue then I have to. But you guys all know, I mean, I work with people who are not all the way there. So this one incident where I was taking a client home, everything was cool. He got a little bit more upset because I didn't give him any extra money so we can get a cake from, or I think it was an apple pie from McDonald's. So he's snapping, he's cursing me out. And mind you, I'm driving home. I'm trying to drive him to his house. And I can sense that he's getting kind of irate a little bit. And all of a sudden, bam, he hits me dead in the side of my head while I'm driving. Onto oncoming traffic at that. So I'm getting heated right now. I'm kind of even getting upset by talking about it again. But anyway, so we get in front of his house. He hits me again. I'm trying to defend myself with my offhand while driving. When we got there, I took his stuff out. Of his car, well, of my car, and got him out. And when he got out, he proceeded to kick my car, like kicked it three times. And from that point, I kind of lost it a little bit. I didn't punch him, but I hemmed him up, putting my forearm to his chest. And I told him, if you touch my stuff again or kick my stuff again, I will break you. and I let go and I left. Told my supervisor, he really didn't trip, he understood, and that was that. I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm not a violent person, but hey, he just kind of drove me to that point. Anyway, I'll catch up with you guys. Great show. I love the recording of Gina from last week. That mess was hilarious. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick.
Got to give the people what they want.
Right. Kmart, no. No. The first punch to the head, I would have pulled over.
I'm
like,
pulling over.
Negro.
We about to.
You a
what
better
in the
man
David
than me.
Banner hell is going on here?
You know what I mean?
Putting your ass in a ditch. Man.
Like, you know, the best part of that feedback for me was when he said when they finally got to the house, he opened the car door and dude proceeded to kick it. And I was like, please don't say ass. Please don't say he proceeded to kick it.
I was thinking balls.
I was like, Kmart, no, please.
I was hoping. I was like, please don't say nuts.
Oh, yeah. Nah, Slim would have. Yeah.
But see,
Slim went around night night behind
him. But you know what though? That's who I don't know Kmart. We've never met Kmart, but that's who I envision him being like, okay, I'm gonna be patient. Right. I'm gonna be kind.
Absolutely.
You one to the head, all right, I'm gonna give you that. Two to the head. And a car kick. Oh no.
I'm not giving you one to the head.
No, I said, but Kmart, this is who I envision him being.
Okay.
Like a nice patient.
Yeah.
Kind
you're a nice,
person.
You're a nice dude, man.
And I think he did say, you know,
they're mentally challenged.
Right. The
yes.
People that he went,
yes.
So
that's
you,
what I said. I picture him being
a degree
being
of restraint.
That, right. Being that person where he was like, let me,
And then he was working, so you're scared, you know, your job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. But see, that's where you have to know effective things like if you hit a nigga on top of his head, it doesn't brew. You can't brew him. See, brews him. And shit like that.
Or he could have mobile the Greek, sweeped him.
Well, but then he could have fell back, cracked his head too when he swept, you know.
In the grass?
Oh, he could have said, I got some ice cream. He might have stopped kicking his car. Nah, because they like ice cream.
Who the fuck had ice cream?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Y'all
like
remember that
movie?
Cream. I do. They don't remember that movie.
They don't know.
I don't.
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, you going to say what movie?
The Ringer?
No.
Where the dude was acting like he was retarded to win the Special Olympics.
Right.
I didn't see it.
And it was a scene that
A retarded dude was trying to get this girl, right? And he was all the time acting retarded. But the only time, the only reason he was doing it was to get this girl, right? And there was this other dude. He was like, oh, you know, I'm the man and everything, trying to get her too, right? Mm-hmm. So what he tried to do was act like he liked the, you know, the special kids in order to get to her. And the one dude who wasn't, you know, special. You know, he was like, I brought them ice cream and everything. And I brought them ice cream and everything. He was like, where the fuck was the ice cream? And you had to see the movie. You had to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I tried to give her a picture, but I'd
like to. But
Or we could call in so that we don't get caught.
Oh, what the heck? You know, I'll swing you guys by on the way home.
Shotgun!
I'm parked out front. Who's there? Okay, guys.
Oh, you guys! Where? David? What the hell? I have been worried sick.
Relax, honey. I just took him to the mall to hang out.
The mall closes at 9. It's 12 o'clock.
You stopped off for ice cream.
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
Okay.
You see, you got to see the movie because...
Right.
See, some of them were really mentally
challenged.
I promise you that line wasn't in the script.
Right.
Because if you look at the rest of them, they like...
That wasn't
good. Right. Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That was hilarious, though.
Okay, Queen, go ahead.
Where are we?
In the show.
Okay. All right, so.
Hey, just one more thing for Kmart. Hey, Kmart, if Doc, remember back in the days we used to hook the waves up and everything?
Okay.
And you used to get that wooden brush, that good joint with the good handle and the good wooden brush?
True that.
Okay. Kmart, get one of them old school wooden brush, right? And what you do is, when them niggas cut up like that again, you know, get them down on the ground, you know what I'm saying? Sit on their legs. And get one of them wooden brush, beat the bottom of their feet.
Damn.
The hell?
And shit don't bruise.
Mentally challenged, maybe he has a barrier.
So he's supposed to just keep taking punches to the face.
How would you know these things? Dude. I know,
Ryan.
I just want to know how you know.
Yes. Okay. That's why Kunta Kinte's feet were so hard.
I mean,
so that you need to know.
Okay, great.
You need to know that you can beat someone in the bottom of their feet. You beat them
in the bottom of their feet and top of their head. You can't see bruising.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Thank you for sharing.
Okay. Very well.
What if they're
bald-headed? Beat the bottom of their feet. Didn't I just tell you that, boy?
Okay. You beat the bottom of the feet because no one will look there? Is that what it is?
It doesn't bruise.
Wow.
And it hurt like shit.
Who did that to you?
Nobody did it to me.
Oh, okay.
But it's been done.
Okay. You see it on CSI. Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Try it, you don't believe me.
Oh, hey, all right.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Kmart,
yeah,
don't you do it.
Kmart.
Nick. Don't you do it.
Nick, Kmart.
They
gonna take the bottom of the fleece.
It's your man Big B, aka Furious Styles. Listen to what I'm telling you.
Oh man, boy, that's good. That's good. I haven't heard that before.
I'm like, you done giving bad advice.
So if you hit them on their elbows, you
that
not,
should swell the fuck up,
right? But it still look like an elbow.
No, it swell up.
It swell up.
And you can bust. You can burst their bursa sac. Really fuck about it. Yeah.
Oh Lord, we don't want to do that.
Ain't no, funny no. Okay,
you are really knowledgeable over there.
Isn't he though? Isn't he though? Bursa sac and shit. You better watch the bursa sac. That shit to fuck your brain up. Okay, Queen.
Like, I kind of feel like this question is not appropriate anymore.
Okay, let's get back on track.
All right.
Yes, all right.
Okay, so I know what Brian would do.
Bust him in the head and the feet.
So the question, and I got this question a long time ago from, and I don't even know if they're still around.
But it doesn't matter, so go ahead.
Okay.
Because Brian busted him in the head.
Right.
I'm sorry.
What would you do differently if you knew no one would judge you?
What wouldn't I do differently? I mean, that list is way too long. If I knew no one judged me, I'd have a lot more sex.
You know what?
There's a lot of ugly chicks that wanted to give it up, and I couldn't do it.
I don't know if that question would really apply to me, because I don't really give a fuck.
Okay. Just live your life.
Yeah. Because just like y'all always get on me about my beer, what I drink, why I stay in the house so much, why, you know, different stuff like that. If y'all notice, I don't care.
Sometimes you do, but okay.
I do? What yeah. I care about?
I mean, sometimes your feelings leak out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel what?
Your feelings leak out just a little bit. It usually happens like this.
Your feelings, nothing more than feelings.
Oh, well. Okay.
So sometimes.
I guess that. Yeah. Well, we all do.
Talking about you.
Right.
Now you ain't care.
You, right. I'm saying I hadn't answered it yet. So. So, but okay. So beer, bull.
No, he said he wouldn't. He didn't change his
no,
shit.
No, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't. You don't need nothing.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Shit. Yeah, no. No.
I would change it for you, though.
Yeah, change. What? What? I mean, what?
I don't, like I said, I already said, I gave one of my answers on her.
Okay.
No, seriously, because I've come across some.
But who would judge you?
Some physically who would amazing know bodies that just had gully monkeys once they got past their shoulders. I was like, fuck. Couldn't do that.
But who would know?
Doesn't matter. I just didn't take that chance. You asked me the question. I'm letting you know what I'd have done.
So some unattractive people, you would have done it to.
I gave it to them.
Okay.
I gave it to some of them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That is a tough question. And the reason it's tough, because I kind of agree with Mark to an extent. I don't know if it's a Capricorn thing, but I'm one of these people who I kind of embrace and indulge in things that I want to do. And do I care? I care to an extent. I don't think I'm like overly like, oh my God, I need to make sure I live a certain way and do certain things because of what people are gonna think. But there are parts of you that kind of feels like, okay, well, you take those things into consideration, especially when you're a mom or, you know, with your family, so forth. So I
would be a stripper.
No, but I, back you know, when I was in my 20s.
I was going to say, y'all have known each other for a long time.
When I was in my 20s,
here it comes.
I thought about it, honestly. I did. Uh-huh. But due to the fact that,
okay.
You know, I'm a mommy and, you know, I was a mommy. Well, I'll take that back. I am a mommy, but of course she's older now. You know, certain things you wouldn't do. I would never want my nephews to come in some strip joint.
Move up that lightning coming right through that window.
Right, it's going to ricochet?
See,
that's what I'm saying. Move that way.
And hit him in the bottom of his feet. That's where it's going to go. Because it won't leave no bruises. I'm just saying.
Lies that are
coming. That is not. Yeah, the bottom line, I have indulged and I've enjoyed life. And I don't typically feed into what other people think. Typically, do I care to an extent? Yes, but I definitely think when I became a mother, a lot of that, any of those little wow kind of things, it changed. You know, you're concerned with your kids and so forth. So, there you go.
A lot of life.
I know I knew you back in the day. They used to call you Jawbone.
Turn around. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yep, I know you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought you looked familiar. Uh-huh. Wait, bend over real quick and pick up the 20.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, with your butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No. Let's see. What would I do differently? I don't know. Like you guys said too, it's like I kind of feel like I like to live my life like it's golden, and I'm not saying like go. Terminology balls to the wall where you just go totally nuts, but like I feel like ever since the cell phone that has a camera in it, people can't really live like their true selves anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like if you wanted to go to a club and just go crazy and just do, you know, random shit or dance hard, you know, or like just be the freakiest freak you want to be out on the floor. Like you can't even do that because somebody's about, you know, going to tape you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and if you're one of those people who don't care, then that's cool. But I just feel like, let me see. I'm trying to think, like, is there something in particular that I would be like, I think more, I would probably be more on social media. And I would say things more, like let's say even on Twitter, I would say probably say more things that are on my mind. But because, you know, Twitter is so like sketchy and random and scary at times, like because, you know, people are always coming for people. You know what I mean? Like, I think I would if I could probably voice my opinion, and I don't have a lot of followers anyway, but, you know, it's like if I could voice my opinion on certain things and know, like, somebody wouldn't come for me and be scary, you know, because it's like you have, like, women out there that are saying certain things, you know, because it's on their mind or whatever, and then somebody grabs a hold of it. Next thing you know, they're like, I'll fucking rape you. I'm going to come to your house and kill you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, that's real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? On Twitter, it's real. Yikes. You know, right. You have, like, and some of the popular, like, women or female bloggers, it's like, you know, or people on Twitter, like they'll say certain things, and like the Hotep dudes will come out of any, you know, out of the woodworks, or like just, you know, people who hate women will come out of the woodworks, mm-hmm. you know, and like just jump on them. I'm like, damn, how do you do this every day? Like, how do you survive in your space trying to be you and say what's on your mind? Because it's your Twitter account, and I get it. Right. It's public, you know. Twitter is public, you know. And sometimes with people, you got to do the block hand real strong. But I think I probably would be a lot more vocal and say, you know, more of what was on my mind social media wise if I knew there probably wouldn't be like a lot of scary repercussions, period. Because while my employer is cool, you know, I wouldn't want to say anything where they'd be like, wait a minute, what'd you say? Mm. You know what I'm saying? And the next thing you know, it's like,
can you come to the office?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's probably one thing I would do differently. And I think also, too, I think I would probably want to try to write, because I'm not, like, you know, very prolific, but I would like to, you know, try it and then, like, see what's what. But I wouldn't want to do it. But I guess I could do it under a name where nobody would know me. But, you know, and just put it out there, like my thoughts and stuff. And, you know,
so and that's, I can help you with that.
How would you help me?
Brian.
I'm like, you said I could help you. I'm like, how would you help me?
Help you with
you
your
don't
thoughts?
Really ever get on social media or do anything.
Oh, I thought you meant writing something.
I'm saying, like, I'm saying put it out there.
Oh, you can do that yourself. Brian.
No,
did you just black out on everything I just said? Okay. All right.
Oh, when you said write something, I thought you meant a book or some shit. I know.
No. No, I just
why do you keep throwing it to me though? Like,
right.
To get it off of me.
He was like, I can help you with that, Brian.
That's how they do on the news.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Anywho, so if you want to answer that question, you already know how to do it. You can go to our Facebook page and put it in the show notes when we post the show, or you can do indeepshow@yahoo.com. Or 202-750-1437. Kids, the number is what?
IDS1. 736, IDS1.
Oh, shit.
1437.
IDS1.
So how are they going to get to 1437 without the rest of the shit?
Because we need you to say the first part, and then we'll say the last part.
It's only been 5 million shows since I've been saying this.
Hey, I've only been here for 5 months.
Man, I got many, many thousand jobs, man. I can't remember every damn thing all the time,
202-750. Okay.
1437.
All right, I'm going to stop going to y'all because I clearly can't get no support.
You should have did that 3 episodes ago.
I mean,
we fuck up every time, so you should know it. Leave us alone. Damn.
Excuse me for giving y'all Negroes credit.
Hey, why am I even a part of this? I always come through with 1437.
Again,
I'm going to learn the other part as time goes on. What? 1437 is my job.
Hey, there you go.
I got that down.
All right.
Okay. We love you.
Whatever. Okay, thanks. Thanks for sending in feedback. And
yay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Damn it, you.
Okay.
I love you to death, but I must say you walked into that one of me.
But again,
you do it every week.
But I'm saying by that
6 years, but you only got 3 audio down.
I'm just saying by that point, I would think like because I tease them on this all the time. So I'm like, I feel like one time I thought this time they would be like, oh my gosh, we know it. 202-750-1437.
I try the yell method.
So next week you know not to fuck with us, right?
Maybe.
Well, okay. Well, you're going to get the same thing, so keep
and
on
I will
coming.
Keep chastising you a fucking
and I
game.
Don't care.
Damn, Gina.
That's another thing. You forget. Yes. I don't care, man. Keep it coming.
Fingers. Let's see.
To Mark and Gina for not knowing a fucking number.
Man.
We will not know it again.
Oh,
next
my God.
Week.
Peoples. Okay. 2 fingers, 1 finger. I give 2 fingers to the management staff. I went to a restaurant this weekend, and when I was hanging out, I thought that the server had dropped money out of their pocket. So we had told one of the people, like, hey, you know, I think the server dropped money, blah, blah, blah. So the manager came over, got it off the floor. And then what happened, they came over to our table, And they were like, well, you know what? It wasn't money. It actually was like a balled up 50% off coupon. And they came over and was like, you know what? Since you guys really appreciate your honesty and blah, blah, blah. So they took 50% off of our check, which was really nice. So they could have just... 50%. So they could have just... I mean, it wasn't like it was necessary, but it was just thoughtful. It was thoughtful, it was. And it was, you know, a hefty check. So it was nice that they took that 50% off.
I was
gonna
say that, but I left it alone.
I don't think I really have any... I don't think I really have any one fingers. B.
Doctor.
Let me see. One finger to the protesters going along Pennsylvania Avenue about 10 a.m. this morning. 10:30. About 10:30, man. Made it hard for me to turn the goddamn corner because all the police blocking up two lanes and shit, man.
Yeah. It's too early.
And there wasn't that many of them. You know what I'm saying?
It was enough.
Just hurry the motherfuckers across the street. You know, goddamn, I got to wait there 10, 15 minutes just to turn the corner. Come on, man. Why don't you hold him up for a minute and let us turn the corner?
One and two, man.
It didn't. The thing, man.
Oh. That was one and two?
Nah, that was one.
Oh, okay.
Two fingers for my new account. I'll be seeing you next Monday morning. Out, you will be my first account, and thank you very much.
Great. All
right, well, you. I already gave my one finger, so no, I'm just kidding. Two fingers. We'll send it out to the folks that share the show. 15WA, I didn't see a post from you, so I'm not counting you. I'm going to send it out to Stone from Forget That Yo. And Martin Luther King from Single Simulcast. And I feel like it was one other person, but I'm forgetting you. And if I am, I will make sure you get a shout out on the next show. And I'll say one finger to the snow in Jersey, because it was real snow, like it was goddamn January snow.
Hey,
so
you was up north. You can't blame the snow.
Yes, the freak I can, because I didn't even know it was going to snow. It said snow. You know how you look at your phone and it tells you the app and it's like snow at 2 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
And then at 3, it's like, it's good. 4 is good. 5 is good. So, whatever. I can send it to the snow if I want to. That's my finger.
I got one more couple of two fingers. Okay. Two fingers to our new listeners. Y'all don't know them yet. Brian, Parrish, Trey, and Al Capone on the job. They listen to the show. They like the show. They say they're going to call in.
Are they liking it because of the Damn It Gina clip?
Well, that kind of, you know, sparked the interest. But, you know, whatever gets them involved
like the
in
show,
it, man. They, every week they always ask me to send them the new
care.
Show. I told their ass to download the damn Stitcher app. But anyway.
Yeah, we don't care.
My boys, peace
welcome.
Out.
Welcome.
No doubt. Ah, boy. Two fingers to rest and relaxation. Nigga got some sleep this weekend. I mean, started Friday night, sat down on the sofa just to, you know, just kind of go through some bills and check some emails and, you know, rest my heels before, you know, I headed down to the club. Then I woke up at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh boy.
Sorry, what time they close again?
It's like, shit.
Sorry.
Man, I'm going to tell you. Baby mama came, picked the baby up. I didn't even know but nobody was in the house. I had messages and shit when I woke up. Like, I got the baby. Like, damn.
She good.
I was good, man. I needed that.
No, that's right.
And I was followed up by some more sleep late on that night and slept in Sunday. And then took a nap midday Sunday.
Did you get the new jump?
What new jump? No. No, not you.
Oh, okay, not yet.
Just, yeah, goodness gracious. Woo, loved it. One finger. What's my one finger going out to today? I know I have someone profound. One finger to the African Americans that moved back in and property value just dropped again. Thank you for you guys. Yeah. I was so happy when they left. I was ecstatic. The neighborhood was quiet. There wasn't nobody hanging out. I didn't open my front door and smell weed. And they're back like the fucking Beverly Hillbillies. And the truck turned the corner, arms, legs hanging out the window and shit. Just
braiding hair.
I'm like, what in the fuck is going on here? It was nice for a minute. So, yep. That's what we got. Got to get out of here. Definitely thank you all for tuning in again. Queen, we got a question next week that only our bravest and boldest listeners are going to chime in on.
Okay, I already know who you're talking about. So.
I'm just saying.
Look.
We got a lot of scared listeners.
I just want to see. I want to see which ones, like, who really steps up on the plate next week. But we'll talk about more.
I was going to say, you going to remember?
Oh, yeah, I got this.
Okay.
I got this. But look, we got to get out of here. As always, in closing, we like to say to you,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house.